This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Saudi Arabian security forces have flattened a Shia town in the kingdom's eastern province following a three-month military campaign that Riyadh claims has targeted gunmen. Journalists escorted by military officials have described streets in Awamiya's old quarter as transformed into a war zone. Residential buildings have been bulldozed to the ground while others were pocked with hundreds of bullet holes. Residents have fled to nearby villages in their thousands while nine civilians have been killed in the past week alone. The dead include a five-year-old boy. He was shot in the abdomen 2 months ago and has now succumbed to his wounds. Since 2011, Awamiya has been the epicenter of a protest movement against discrimination toward the kingdom's Shia Muslim minority. Riyadh claims gunmen used Awamiya's narrow alleyways to target security forces. Locals say authorities had been hunting down activists in the area. To discuss that, we're now joined by Professor Lawrence Davison, who is a professor at Westchester University, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Westchester. Professor, what do you make of the fact that the Saudis essentially have been given carte blanche to do this, in the sense that there has been quite a muted response from much of the media and governments?
Well, I think that there's a category of victims out there ranging from Muslims in Burma to Shiites in Yemen and also Shiites in Eastern Arabia, that the world has, world governments has simply written off, including the Palestinians. and the only way that you can get any response at all out of these governments is by raising the cost of conflict to the point where it might overlap and influence, say, European politics. this is what happened in former Yugoslavia, and it's somewhat what's happening now with the refugee crisis, people pouring in from Syria. But unless you've got some mechanism by which it affects white folk here in the West, most governments, European governments anyway, American governments, they write this off and they will not intervene. And so the Saudis, in this case, can kill people in their eastern province and in Yemen with carte blanche.
Professor, one government obviously that was in the news about the story was the Canadian government, because it's provided military vehicles to the Saudis, and the Canadians said, quote unquote, that they're deeply concerned about the use of their military vehicles. What does such government expect the Saudis to do with the arms that they provide?
That's a very, very good point. What, in fact, do they think the Saudis are going to do with these vehicles or the weapons or what have you? I mean, it's naive to the point of being unbelievable. And so what the opposition has to do is simply, brand the government and the suppliers as bloody-minded and bloody-handed and embarrass them to stop if they can. But you're right. I mean, there's a certain deeply seated hypocrisy that now really takes over. And as long as the media ignores the implications of this hypocrisy, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? I mean, it's just horrible.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.
Sure.